Live from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
Steve Cochran on 720 WGA.
La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la.
We continue live on CLTV at 720 WGN. Dave, wave to your friends on CLTV.
Hi, friends on CLTV.
Dave is so friendly. Let me introduce some folks here in studio as we continue, starting with... I already lost my notes. I'm no good. Starting with Jerry Greenberg from the TSC Alliance of Chicago, chair and grandmother of Sophia. Hi, Sophia.
Hi.
And Derek. What up, dude? Derek, I remember you. How you doing, buddy? You look great.
Thanks.
Good talk. All right, good talk. And Mindy is here as well. Mindy also lives with TSC. So let me go back to you, Jerry. What is TSC?
Tuberous sclerosis complex is a rare disease, a genetic disorder, and you get benign tumors throughout the body, on your skin, your brain, your lungs, your kidney, and it's a strong genetic link to autism and epilepsy. So many people who have TSC also have epilepsy and autism. And the last thing I'll say about that is it is also connected to other diseases. So research also impacts diabetes, cancer because of the growths. So it's a very complicated disease.
Far-reaching.
It is far-reaching. Good word.
And Mindy, you live with this.
I do.
When were you diagnosed?
I was diagnosed when I was 6 months old.
Are those headphones too loud? You look like you're scaring yourself when you talk. Take them off if they're bothering you. You don't even need them. All right. So you were how old, I'm sorry?
I was 6 months old when I was diagnosed.
And did they know what they know now?
They did not.
Okay.
In fact, they didn't even know what gene caused TSC. They just knew by symptoms. It was just purely symptomatic that they knew that I had TSC.
How's it impacted your life?
You know what? It's definitely made me who I am today. I will tell you that it has it's had its ups and downs, especially for me. I'm not as severely affected when it comes to certain things that is complex about this disease.
Mm-hmm.
But it has affected me as a child with the seizures, whereas I always had seizures, and for a while they were controlled by medicine, but then as I got older the consistency happened far more frequently.
So you had seizures are more prevalent and the medicine was less effective?
Exactly. So okay. And then it gets basically once you've tried one medicine and then you tried others that have followed it, they all pretty much are going to react the same way.
Well, the body levels off, right? The body levels off at certain meds and becomes used to that.
Yep, exactly. Immune to it, exactly.
And then you have to try something else, and then it's a whole pharmacological crapshoot on some level.
Right? And it's just
you look fantastic.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. Is this a good day?
You know, it is a good day. It really is a good day. I would say now I do have more good days than bad days, just because my the treatment that I'm currently on to target my kidneys, which... I have angiomyomas of the kidneys, which is part of the condition of TSC, and it keeps them from growing, and it keeps them stable, and hopefully over time it will also help to shrink them, and eventually they'll dissipate.
But and Jerry, when we hear a discussion of benign in a sentence, we think, well, that's good news, but if there's a tremendous amount of these, they can do great damage, right?
Absolutely, but benign means not malignant. We know that. So, it depends where they are and how they grow. Like Derek actually has tubers, the growths in his brain, but they're not growing, and they monitor. That's why people with TS are constantly monitored, X-rays, MRIs.
Derek, can you reach up to that microphone? Get your face right in there. How are you, buddy?
Good.
You're how old now?
9.
So what were you, like 8 when I saw you last time?
Yeah.
About a year ago?
About a year.
I'm pretty good at math, don't you think?
Yeah.
Pretty impressive. So what's 9? Third grade?
Yep.
And are you going to be going into fourth grade? Is that the deal?
I'm going into fourth grade, yes.
All right. What do you want to be when you grow up?
Baseball player.
What position?
First base.
First base. Is that what you play now?
No. We're in AAA. We rotate.
I tell you what. There's your recruit. Call the White Sox right now. I don't know if you're a White Sox or a Cubs guy, but we may call you up today. He's ready to go, Dave Ennett.
I think so.
And Sophia, you're the big sis?
Yeah.
All right, lean into that mic, kiddo. And how old are you?
I am 11.
11 years old. I bet you're a good big sis.
Am I, Mom?
Mom's giving you a thumbs up from back there.
Okay.
How about you? What do you want to be when you grow up?
I have no idea.
No, we'll need an answer.
Okay. film editor or director.
Oh, really?
Sure.
Get in the movie business.
Yeah.
What's your favorite movie of all time?
Greatest Showman.
Greatest Showman. Yes. Very good. You know, I know Hugh Jackman a little bit.
You do?
Yeah. I'm going to tell him you said hi. But it's nice to meet all you guys. So let me get back to you for a second, Mindy. Where does this go from here? We got a walk coming up. We're trying to raise as much research dollars as possible. But as somebody who deals with this every day, what are you looking for?
What are we looking for are just people to bring more awareness to the condition, because even though there's other conditions out there that people know more about, such as ALS, TSC is actually more common in people than ALS itself.
Is that right?
And not as well known. So the idea out there is to get people to come out and to take part and be educated on this particular complex condition.
How about
that? We're able to reach out and find cures for TSC. Because, you know, when you... TSC is a linchpin disease. Linchpin meaning that when you do studies and research to try and find a cure for this condition, you are actually contributing to finding cures for other conditions.
That's a great
well.
Point. That's a great point.
So that is
like one domino falls can take over
exactly.
another one.
And so we just want really people to take that into consideration, to come out and to be educated and to really, and you know what? It's about a community. It's about people coming together,
sure.
joining together, unifying for a great cause that eventually will help with other conditions out there.
It's amazing.
As well as
TSC. You make a great point. I hadn't thought about it, but with all the various ways, Jerry, that this touches people, you could find cures for other things while you're on the way to figuring this out.
Absolutely. And I think Mindy's point is so well taken that people need to come to the walk. So often people want to help and they don't know what they can do. Mm-hmm. So the things they can do is come to the walk, donate, spread awareness. If every person today that was listening to you, Steve, would tell one other person that they learned about a new disease,
be a big deal.
That would really impact
I'd like
awareness.
Them to tell 10.
Yeah, I think
10
big
would be better. Yeah, 10 would be better. The event's going to take place, rain or shine, at Carmel High School, 1 o'clock Carmel Parkway in Mundelein. And that is, again, 1 week from Saturday on the 22nd. And, Sophia, are you going to be in a walk?
No.
You're not doing the walk?
I'm going to be at an overnight camp.
Oh. But normally, I bet you're a pretty good big sis. Not that you're not a big sis. Good
yes.
big sis at the camp. But you keep an eye on little brother?
Yeah.
Help take care of him?
Yeah.
Good for you. Nice to hear. Derek, you'll be at the walk.
Yes, I will.
I have a sense that you'll run part of the walk. Is that what's going to happen?
Yep.
You get a little bored, you're just going to take off running?
Yeah. That's what I normally do.
Yeah, we always
that's what you do.
That.
Yeah, I'm guessing. Well, you got a great family. And I know it's not fun to deal with what you're dealing with, but you look great, buddy. You really do.
Thanks.
Sounds like you're having a pretty good time with baseball.
I am.
You're a Cubs guy or White Sox guy?
Cubs.
Yeah, okay. Well, we may need you on the Sox first.
Who's your favorite Cub?
It was Jake Arrieta, but it's Yu Darvish now.
Oh, Yu Darvish. Mm, okay. Oh, you're a pitcher. How about you, Mindy? I'm kidding. Mindy, you don't have to pick your favorite Cub. All right, website you want to plug for this?
Go to tsalliance.org, and when you are there, after you look around and learn what you need to learn, you can also click on Step Forward, or I think it says Find a Walk, and our walk is in Mundelein on June 22nd. And I'd like to thank you, Steve, for this opportunity
well, of
to
course.
Help us spread awareness.
Happy to do it, and it doesn't just have to be once a year, so when things come up, please let me know.
We'll come back tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, well, there you go. And I think I'll be here tomorrow. You never know about these things. But in the meantime, I think your point, Mindy, about ALS is really important, too, because every disease, unfortunately, needs a publicist. And the more we can talk about this condition,
yes.
the better.
Exactly. And, you know, there's so much out there nowadays that we could do just in technology and the health industry that...
Costs money.
Costs money. But, you know, when we all come together... I will say knowledge is a powerful thing. And
no doubt.
The more we make it known, TSC known, the more we're able to get more people involved. And you know what? The more people will want to be involved and the more that we'll be able to contribute to find a cure and contribute not just in a financial way, but also in a way where...
Energy.
Energy. Positive yeah. energy.
Sure. Step Forward to Cure. Step Forward
exactly.
T-O-Cure.
Step Forward.
Step Forward to Cure, TSC.org. Thank you, guys. Sophia, thanks. I know you're busy.
TSAlliance.org.
TSAlliance.org as well?
TSAlliance.org, and then you go, you find a walk.
Go to TSAlliance.org first.
And I would just like to express, too, that by coming out, don't feel like you have to join an opinion. Just come out individually. Make it for a day. It's a family, fun, organized event.
Everybody's welcome.
Everybody is welcome. Okay. Everybody is welcome. There's going to be food. There's going to be activities. There's going to be a raffle drawing. We just really want people to come out, not just to be educated, but to have fun and to know what it's like to be part of a community.
All right, Sophia, I know you're busy. I appreciate you taking time for me today. Good to see you. Thank you, guys. Thank you for coming in. And please help as best you can, any way you can. It's called tuberous sclerosis complex. You know, it's hard to even wrap your head around. Dave and I were just talking about this off the air. But it's benign tumors that pop up anywhere in your body at any time, head to toe.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
And causes seizures.
Never even heard of it till last year when they came in.
Right.
It's crazy. But anyway, help as much as you can, anytime you can. TS Complex is a good way to search it online.